For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning. I hope it's been a great week into this new year of 2013. I do. I sincerely pray for that. I can't wait to see so many of you on January the 18th, that night, Friday night, men and women, two ballrooms at the Sheraton Hotel in Metairie. It's number 4 Galleria Boulevard, free of charge. I'm doing a conference kicking off our new year, and I'm calling it Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. And I got that title from a song that I love. It's by a group called Jesus Culture. If you'd like to YouTube it or Google it, you'll love it. And it's really our cry. I just say, God, breathe on us. You know, I think back, and I'm just being led by the Spirit. I know many of you are following my Fresh Start teaching, but hang on. You know, in Genesis, right, when there was chaos, it says the Spirit of God was brooding over the chaos. And he made something out of the chaos, didn't he? And then it says when it goes on into Genesis and he created. And it says he breathed life into Adam, didn't it? Isn't that what it says? When God breathes his mighty breath your way, wow, life. Life, life begins, everything takes on life. So we're saying, God, breathe your mighty breath on us, on our families, on our lives, on our nation. I want to bring biblical light to some of what we've seen happening in our nation and maybe in your own life. But to realize there is hope. There's a victory to be had because Christ won. There's a future, right? There's a legacy to leave. There's just so much we've got to do. It's a privilege. And he's equipped us is the whole thing. You know, it's different if you have to go out your front door and go, oh, brother, another day. But when you recognize the truths that it's already been done, and it's our job to line ourselves up with the victory that Christ won, get his truths, his purposes, his plans, his voice, who he is on the inside of us, life gets to be a blast. You then become, you know, an ambassador for the kingdom. And so anyway, we're going to go through so much of that on January the 18th. I hope you'll join me. I will take this Fresh Start teaching into next week because there's just so much. And if you need the little mini book, write to me. But I'll have a stack of these. We've sold hundreds of these. I'll have them at the conference. I think they're $5. And it really just handles the printing. But it's important to have some of this on in your back pocket. There you go. Talking about getting rid of the old wineskins in order to embrace the new. Coming out of Luke 5:37-38. And it was Jesus who said, you can't put new wine into an old wineskin. You're going to break it. Jesus is the new. He's the new wine. The Spirit-filled living life in the Spirit. It's too radical to put in an old archaic tradition of religion, he's telling the Pharisees. It's the same with us, brothers and sisters. So we've been given some steps. They're on my website. Assess your life. You've got to know God. You've got to be born again. And here we are today. What old wineskins have to go in order for you to embrace the new? This is tough. You may have deep roots in some of this stuff. But examples might be ruts, habits, stubbornness, prejudices. You've prejudged some things. Rigidity, your own thought life, attitudes, emotions, your hurt. You have a past way of doing things. Those are old wineskins. To embrace the new, look at it head on and say, God, what is a scripture that would be combating this? For instance, if it's an emotional hurt from the past, God, what do I do about my past and that how that person hurt me? God will take you to all kinds of forgiveness scriptures and put off the old man, put on the new, and how he'll use it for the good. He'll guide you through so much of the new. It'll be radical, but it'll be change that's permanent. You will walk free. This is what you want to do. Takes us to our next step of renewing the mind, which I'm going to get into next week. It's one of my favorite topics. And then yielding to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives in you, guiding you into all truth. I'll go into a sad choice of how some people, though, choose to remain in the old. but you don't have to. New awaits you. Hey, I love y'all. Thank you for commenting on the broadcast. Can't wait to see you. By His grace, I'll be back Monday morning with The Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.